would approach, who approach our difficulties, extremely embarrassing. But thanks to his strong will, he's able to calm down, accept all of these as challenges. In fact, talking to him was interesting. He took the positives from all these occurrences. He thought that those have taught him the club, a better understanding of the club he was coming to, the importance of the position he was going to occupy. And has made him even more determined to do his best for Accra as a folk. On the question of new players, we have learned our lessons. Over the past 4 years that we've been in control, we've had to employ, at the instance of successive coaches, in excess, we had to recruit in excess of 40 players. In a short period, 40 players plus. But where are most of those players? The Obuos, the Bisous, the Mugris, where are they? So the board has learned its lesson, and we have decided to wait for our coach to help us finalize those we bring to join the team. You recall when we appointed Yapreko, we were accused for not waiting for the coach to come. Meanwhile, we could have left a vacancy. I mean, we could have left the tenure leadership of the club vacant. People found a lot wrong with that and, you know, gave us a lot of bad press. Why did you appoint Preko when you haven't got a coach? Now that we chose to wait for the coach to help us finalize on player recruitment, again, why are we not rushing to recruit players? Meanwhile, if we had updated recruiting players earlier, they would have said, ah, you didn't wait for the coach. This is the dilemma in which we find ourselves. We seem to not know what we are doing. We never get anything right. Anyway, I'm happy that the coach has been doing his work and has observed and identified the players that he wants, and hopefully sooner than later will announce our recruitment. It doesn't have to be the same old players, the kind of old players that we put in the past that gave us nothing. Where are the 40 plus players that we recruited over the past 4 years? Where are they? Some of them couldn't play for even 3 months before we realized that no, we had done wrong investment. So with the support of the board, the management, the coach has done his job, and very soon, or sooner than later, you'll hear about our final recruitment. This board has made very extraordinary efforts to take us to levels that many of us here cannot even imagine, but for the difficulties that we've had to go through. They've been contact with some of the best clubs in this world, not in Africa. We've received proposals, even with Arsenal, for our collaboration. But who wants to collaborate when there's so much negative press? I personally had a meeting with Arsenal representatives in London at the Emirates. We had contact with Liverpool, and I personally had a meeting with Liverpool representatives in London. And indeed, Liverpool visited us in this city, and I hosted those representatives to dinner in my house, again to discuss collaborative across the folk. These are levels that only few can imagine. But that is a reflection of the quality of the board that we have and the ambition that they bring to the club. Had two good meetings with Liverpool in London, and they are visited visited here. Visited Accra. So let me ensure that the board knows what it's about. The decision to cut the board membership to 11 was addition by the old board. Prior to the flotation of shares. So once we had only 11 members, others, some of the old members may not be able to have or will not have the chance to serve because we have 25. And the old board decided that 25 was not very manageable, too unwieldy, decided to limit it to 11. I want to assure that the board meets very regularly, maybe too often. This board meets probably too often. And we have recorded good attendance. We generally, regularly record maybe seven, eight out of 10 attendance. Few occasions, we have everybody coming in. But of course, we don't have regular board meetings except when we have quorum. And let me say, the board meetings don't depend on me. The board is able to meet without me. The board has subcommittees that are very active. Subcommittee on finance, subcommittee on recruitment, technical subcommittee, subcommittee on sponsorship, we have all of those, and they meet very regularly. The sad part is that our sponsorship efforts have not produced results, partly because of the negative press. Who wants to see a negative, you know, a club or a club that is painted negatively by its own supporters? We have NCC represented on the board, and that was my idea right from the beginning when we took over, endorsed by the board. The delay in Mr. Tohene joining the board, as we explained, was because we had to do things properly, consistent with the demands of our regulations and companies code. So as I said, the sponsorship issue has been one that has concerned this board because money is part of our lifeblood. And a lot of work is being done. The problem with our previous sponsors started from the old board. We thought the terms that they were offering were not very good. When it became difficult to make progress, SAS stepped in. Not because we thought there was a lot to benefit from a sponsorship, but because there was a void that needed to be filled. After the promised 1-year sponsorship,